President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are moving to prevent a strike that would shut down the nation's freight railroads. The House is preparing to take up legislation to impose a labor settlement despite the objections of some unions. The president met with congressional leaders today.
There's a lot to do, including resolving the train strike and what we're doing now. And Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy's at risk.
Mr. Biden is a staunch union backer who has previously argued against congressional intervention in railway labor disputes. The United States will give Ukraine more than $53 million to prepare electrical infrastructure damaged by Russian attacks. Ukraine can use the money to buy transformers, circuit breakers, and other equipment. The U.S. wants to get the equipment there quickly to restore power before winter sets in. China has launched a rocket carrying three astronauts to its newly completed space station. They're scheduled to spend the next 6 months there on projects aimed at creating a permanent Chinese presence in space. Beijing has other ambitious plans, including sending astronauts from China to the moon. In New York, the Transportation Authority may have to raise fares or reduce service on subways, buses, and commuter trains. According to State Controller Thomas DiNapoli, the agency's current financial plans are insufficient to close long-term budget gaps. Weekly ridership is around 60% of pre-pandemic levels, and the transit agency faces a $500 million deficit in 2025. Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.